You're listening to SBS News.
Day after day, a place called Our Big Kitchen in the Sydney suburb of Bondi bustles with an assembly line of chefs. The large community-run industrial kitchen churns out dozens of meals daily to the homeless, women's refuges, and others in need. It's the brainchild of Brooklyn-born Rabbi Dovid Slavin and his wife Leia. She says when disaster strikes, their team of nearly 1,000 volunteers stands ready to help.
Whenever there's a crisis, the kitchen will be called upon to work around the clock by the SES, by the ambulance service, by wherever, by counter disaster, what foods need to go out and what they need and where it has to go to.
The idea stemmed from the couple's belief that everyone should have the right to a good meal. The kitchen began operating in 2005, following what was expected to be a lengthy and expensive building process. But remarkably, it was built entirely for free. Rabbi Slavin says various communities united to help with the construction.
We had heavy representation from the Australian Greek community, from the Australian Lebanese community, obviously from the Jewish community also.
Solidarity is now the theme of the kitchen. The rabbi says it's become a melting pot of diversity, made up of migrants, international students and local ethnic communities.
We will encourage, especially to bring people who otherwise would not normally meet in the regular course of business, or in the course of the day, or in the course of their lives perhaps, Jewish and Muslim kids, Indian and Pakistani kids, and bring them together almost to prove to ourselves and to them that we can all share and join together for a greater good.
Last year, volunteers from all walks of life made almost 80,000 meals in the kitchen. Leia Slavin says it's a labour of love, with giving back to the community just as rewarding as the friendships made in the process.
We had a beautiful group of Jewish women and Muslim women, one in their singlet and one beautiful group of Muslim women in their burqas. And at the end of the day, they just gave each other a hug and just said, "You're just like me." What did they talk about? You know, they schmoozed about getting the kids off to school and not wanting to do homework and just like-minded things.
Volunteering Australia Chief Executive Adrian Piccone says 1 million of Australia's volunteers were born overseas.
When people come to Australia, once they're settled in, they really want to give back and make a difference. There are certainly very high percentages of people from a migrant background who come to Australia and really want to make a difference, who really want to pitch in, who really want to give something back.
That's the case for Bangladeshi migrant Sharman Hussain. For the past decade, she's dedicated her time to the New South Wales SES.
We have natural disasters almost annually, and having grown up with that, seeing the amount of devastation and amount of lives lost every year, I've always been able to relate to people impacted by natural disasters.
The work involves responding to severe weather events like floods, storms and fires. It's a courageous undertaking for most, but for Miss Hussain, who's lost close family members in natural disasters in her homeland, it's especially brave.
Going out in natural disasters, storms, floods, I feel like I am confronting my fears that I've had growing up.
And while she thanks the SES for helping her overcome her fears, during Volunteer Week, the gratitude should be given to people like Miss Hussain. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.